由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Thank you very much for tuning in to this broadcast.
欢迎你收听今日的天路导航。
We are getting toward the end of this series of messages on the Ten Commandments.
我们已经来到十诫系列信息的尾声了。
And I want to begin by saying that the sin of lying has been trivialized these days.
在节目开始的时候，我想告诉你，其实今日人对讲大话的罪已经习以为常了。
People lie and call each other names and they think it's okay.
人去讲大话并且互相辱骂，但是他们不觉得做了错事。
Others lie to the government and think it's okay.
他们可能会欺骗政府，认为是无伤大雅。
Most people would say, I wasn't really lying.
大部分的人都会说，我都不是真正讲大话。
We call it exaggeration.
我们叫这些做夸张。
Or we call it other things.
或者叫做其他的名。
Today, I want to tell you that healing can come when we confess our propensity for lying.
今天我想告诉你，只有当我们承认自己有讲大话的倾向的时候，医治才会临到。
Healing can come when we realize that without the power of God, we all try to justify lying.
如果不去靠上帝的大能，我们总是会想办法去圆了我们的大话。只有我们是意识到我之前讲的这一点，医治才会临到。
Why do we lie?
为什么我们要讲大话呢？
It has been said that children lie out of fear and adults lie in order to impress people.
有人说小朋友讲大话是因为他们怕，大人讲大话是为了打动其他人。
Many times we lie as a result of gossip.
很多时候因为我们喜欢讲闲话，就会导致我们讲大话。
You see, gossip contains a fair amount of misinformation which is presented as fact.
你看看闲话里面有很多错误的信息，但是却被当作事实来传递。
And we listen to such gossip and decide to pass it along to other people.
而当我们听到这些闲话的时候，又决定将它传给其他人。
And the next person believes it.
那其他人不就又信了它咯？
And it appears as factual when in reality it is half-truth.
好像是事实这样，但是实际上它半真半假。
That is lying.
这样就是讲大话了。
My listening friends, I want to tell you something that is very, very important.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，我想告诉你一件非常非常重要的事。
Believers must understand why they are called the people of the truth.
信徒一定要明白为什么他们被称为顺从真理的人。
Imagine if I habitually lie to my neighbor.
请你想一下，如果我习惯性地向我的邻居讲大话，
And then I start sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with him.
跟住我又同他分享耶稣基督的福音。
Will he believe me?
他会不会相信我呢？
When I tell him that Jesus Christ offers forgiveness and eternal life, will he believe me?
当我告诉他耶稣基督赐下宽恕和永生的时候，他会相信我吗？
No.
不会的。
Why not?
为什么不会呢？
Because I already have damaged the trust.
因为我已经破坏了人家对我的信任。
Listen to what the Bible said about lying.
那不如让我们一起来看一下圣经是怎样看讲大话。
It is in John chapter 1 verse 14.
在约翰福音第一章第十四节。
That Jesus Christ came from God the Father, who is full of grace and truth.
耶稣基督是从父上帝那里来到人间，他是充充满满的有恩典和有真理。
And Jesus Christ himself in John 14:6 says,
耶稣基督自己在约翰福音十四章第六节亦都讲到，
I am the truth.
我就是真理。
That's who he is.
原来就是他啊。
And if God is true to us, then we must be not only true to him, but we must be true to one another.
如果上帝对我们是真实的，我们就不单止需要对上帝真实，也都要对其他人真实。
If you are just joining us, we are nearing the end of the study of the Ten Commandments.
如果你正是刚刚加入我们的话，我们正在分享十诫学习的一些尾声。
Listen to what the ninth commandment said.
让我们一起来听下第九条诫命是怎样讲的。
You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor.
第九条诫命就是不可以做假见证去陷害人。
The very core and heart of the ninth commandment is to condemn the intention of deceiving.
第九条诫命的核心啊，是谴责紧欺骗的一啲嘅企图居心。
The insidious thing about the sin of lying is that it deceives.
原来讲大话嘅罪里面最大嘅问题系乜嘢？最阴险嘅部分系乜嘢呢？原来就系因为佢系带有欺骗性啊。
It misleads.
它是会误导我们。
And it creates an environment of distrust.
它是会造成一种不信任的环境。
And that is the very core and heart of the ninth commandment.
这个就是第九条诫命的核心了。
Intentionally deceiving people.
它是故意去欺骗其他人。
Now I've heard other people's definition of lying.
我亦都听过其他一啲人咧，对于讲大话嘅定义噶。
They say as long as you are not hurting anybody, it's okay to lie。
佢哋话只有你冇伤害其他人，咁你咪讲大话咯，冇所谓噶。
But that's not biblical。
但系原来呢样嘢系唔合乎圣经真理噶。
The very core of the ninth commandment is this。
第九条诫命嘅核心系乜嘢呢？
Am I intentionally deceiving somebody else?
就是你是不是全心去欺骗其他人呢？
Whether anybody knows it or not.
而不是人家知不知道。
Other people through the years have asked me the question.
在这些年来有人去问我。
What about those people in the Bible who have lied?
圣经里面都有很多人讲大话啦。
What about the Hebrew midwives who lied to Pharaoh in order to save their baby?
希伯来嗰啲收生婆，佢为咗救嗰啲 BB， 佢对法老王讲大话又如何呢？
What about Rahab who lied to the Canaanites in order to save Joshua's spies?
拉合为咗救约书亚派出嘅探子，向迦南人讲大话，咁又点先？
What about Gideon?
基甸呢？
What about Jacob?
雅各呢？
We have these examples in the Bible.
在圣经里面根本就有这些例子。
Yet the ninth commandment is very clear.
但是第九条诫命是很清晰的。
It condemns lying no matter what the cause may be.
它谴责谎言，无论你讲大话是为了什么都好。
Just because someone in the Bible sinned, that does not mean that we should sin also.
圣经里面记载有人犯了罪，不代表我们可以犯罪嘛。
And in reality, these people should have trusted God to take care of things instead of trying to do it themselves.
事实上，这些人是应该相信上帝是会解决一切的事情，而不是试图靠他们自己。
As we go through the scripture,
当我们看到这些经文的时候，
We see that people should trust in the Lord and know that He will do the right thing.
我哋明白人系应该信靠上帝，并且知道上帝系会解决一切嘅问题嘅。
That they don't have to help God out.
佢哋唔需要去帮助上帝嘅。
But the problem is that some people look at these examples in the Bible and say, "Here it is. Someone in the Bible lied."
但系问题就系、是，当人睇到圣经嘅呢啲讲大话嘅例子嘅时候，佢哋会话：嗱，你睇下圣经里面啲人都讲大话啦。
And therefore, I can use falsehood to save my skin too.
咁点解我唔可以讲去帮下自己啫
？That will not work with God.
我想话俾你听，呢样嘢喺上帝里面系行唔通噶。
In fact, the Bible is an honest book.
事实上，圣经系一本诚实嘅书。
The Bible is a truthful book.
圣经是一本讲真理的书。
It tells us about these people who have lied in history.
它告诉我们历史上面这些人都讲过大话。
Not to justify their lying.
圣经并没有为到他们讲大话而辩护。
But in order to show us the grace of God.
却是要向我们显明上帝的恩典。
The Bible tells us that the very first lie that was ever uttered on the face of the earth.
圣经告诉我们听，在地球上面第一个的大话
was in the Garden of Eden when the serpent lied to Eve.
就是在伊甸园里面，那条蛇对夏娃所讲的大话，你吃了这个果子不一定死的。
And from that time on, those who are on the side of the devil lie habitually.
从那个时候开始，属于魔鬼那一边的人就开始习惯性讲大话了。
The Bible tells us that Satan is the father of lies.
我想告诉你听，圣经告诉我们听，撒旦是谎言之父啊。
And anyone who habitually lies identifies with Satan.
而习惯讲大话的人亦都是代表他是属于撒旦的。
I want to tell you something that will help you overcome the sin of lying.
我愿意教你一啲嘅方法，让你克胜，胜过嗰啲讲大话嘅罪。
It will help you overcome the propensity to exaggeration.
佢系能够帮助你去克服夸张嘅倾向。
Because Satan is the father of lies,
因为撒旦是讲大话的祖先
and the Lord Jesus Christ is the father of the truth,
而耶稣基督是真理的祖先
when you lie, you must ask yourself the question.
所以当你讲大话的时候，你一定要问自己一条问题
Am I identifying myself with Jesus Christ, who is the full truth?
我自己是不是表明紧自己系属于嗰位完全真实嘅耶稣基督呢
？Or am I identifying with the enemy of my soul, who is the father of lies？
定系表明紧自己系属于自己灵魂嘅敌人，就系嗰位讲谎言嘅祖先撒旦呢
？Ask yourself the question。
希望你问自己呢条问题
：Am I more concerned about pleasing the Lord of life？
我是更加重视讨嗰位生命之主的喜悦呢
？Or am I willing to lie in order to please people and gain their approval？
定系愿意讲大话嚟取悦其他人，得到其他人嘅赞许呢
？Ask yourself the question。
希望你继续问自己
：Am I more concerned for the Lord to get the glory？
我是更加重视让上帝得着荣耀呢？
Or am I willing to let Satan have the upper hand in my life?
定係願意讓撒旦喺我嘅生命裡面佔有上風?
And come into my life and set a stronghold in my life?
讓撒旦進入到我嘅心裡面並且佔據要塞呢?
Ask yourself the question.
記得咁樣問自己。
Do I care about grieving the Holy Spirit in my life?
我在唔在意系咪让我嘅生命里头嘅圣灵忧伤呢
？Or am I more committed to making good impression on people？
定系更加在意喺人哋嘅眼里面留低好嘅印象呢
？Ask yourself the question。
你一定要问下你自己
：Am I more concerned with the reputation of the one who died for me on the cross of Calvary？
我是更加关注为我死在筑炉地上面的十字架那一位耶稣基督的名誉。
Or am I more concerned about my own reputation?
定是更加关心自己的名声呢?
These questions will help you every time.
这些问题每次都会帮到你的。
Thinking like this will give you victory like you have never experienced before.
这样的思考是会带给你从未经历过的胜利。
Honesty in all of our relationships is like sunshine to the plant.
诚实对于我们在人际关系而言就好像阳光对植物一样重要。
Relationships thrive in honesty.
我想告诉你人际关系是会因为诚实而健康生长。
But they wither when there is no sunshine of honesty.
亦都会因为冇诚实嘅阳光而凋谢。
Sometimes it's difficult to speak the complete truth.
有啲时候要完完全全讲真话好难嘅。
Other times the complete truth is also hard to receive.
另一啲时候，完全嘅事实亦都会好难接受嘅。
Sometimes even when truth is spoken in love, it still hurts.
有些时候即使是凭着爱心讲诚实话亦都会伤害到其他人。
The truth is like the surgery.
讲诚实的说话好像外科手术那样。
When the body is cured of what needed to be confronted.
当身体是因为经历了那些必须面对的事而被医治的时候。
When the body is healed from what needed to be gotten rid of,
当身体因为除掉了那些应该被切除的身体的部分而得到痊愈的时候,
it makes it all worthwhile.
所有的事都值得啊。
Why is speaking the truth so important?
为什么讲真话这么重要呢?
Look at Proverbs chapter 12, verse 22.
让我们一起来看一下箴言第十二章第二十二节、啊。
The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in men who are truthful.
讲谎言的嘴是为耶和华所憎恶的，行事诚实的却是为耶和华所喜悦。
My listening friend, listen very carefully as I conclude.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，在我今天要做结束的时候，请你好仔细、好留心去听。
I doubt that there is anybody who has been the recipient of lying who liked it.
我不觉得有人喜欢听人讲大话的。
When someone lies about your reputation,
而当有人是讲大话损害了你的名誉的时候
,When somebody lies about your character,
当有人讲大话污蔑咗你人格嘅时候
，When somebody says untrue things about you，
当有啲人讲咗一啲关于你而唔真实嘅嘢嘅时候
，These things can cause you a great deal of pain。
呢啲事情会为你带嚟极大嘅痛苦嘅。
The pain, the grief, and the frustration that come as a result of lying are like arrows to the heart。
因为讲大话而带嚟嘅痛苦。悲伤和挫败感就会好像利箭一样咻一声穿过你的心脏。
When you are the recipient of others lying,
如果你听到其他人在讲大话的时候
you will have the greater commitment in your life for speaking the truth.
你就会知道你会有更大的责任就要讲真话。
But I must tell you what the scripture says about speaking the truth in love.
我要告诉你听经文里头关于凭爱心讲诚实话是怎样论述的。
The Bible says that it is an impossibility.
圣经提到它的不可能性。
It is an impossibility for anyone without Jesus Christ.
对于不接受耶稣基督的人是不可能做到的。
It is an impossibility for anyone who does not allow the Holy Spirit to empower him daily.
对于不让圣灵每日赐给他能力的人都是不可能做到的。
You cannot do it on your own.
你靠自己是做不到的。
And that's why every one of the Ten Commandments is an impossibility without the grace of Jesus Christ.
因此没有耶稣基督的恩典，你要持守十诫里面的任何一条都是不可能的。
Therefore, those who love the Lord,
那些爱主的人,
those who love one another must always speak the truth in love.
那些彼此相爱的人一定要用爱心讲诚实话。
And only as you and I are daily filled with the Holy Spirit,
只有当你和我每日都被圣灵充满的时候,
as we come in total surrender and emptying of ourselves,
只有当我们完全这样降服的时候, 并且要倒空自己的时候,
in order to be filled with the Holy Spirit,
我们这样做是为了要让圣灵去充满我们。
Only then can we do what is humanly impossible.
只有这样我们才能够做一些人所不能做的事。
We can speak the truth in love.
我们才能够凭着爱心讲诚实话。
If there is somebody listening today who is living in deception,
如果今天在收听天路导向的朋友中间，你仍然是生活在谎言大话里头的。
Today you can say to the Lord, give me the courage to confess my sin.
希望你今日就可以对主话，请俾我勇气嚟承认自己嘅罪。
And cease from living in deception.
唔好再活喺欺骗之中。
Cover me with your mercy from now on, so I can always tell the truth.
从而家开始，求主用怜悯嚟遮盖我哋，让我哋每一日都是讲诚实的说话。各位亲爱的听众朋友，我好想告诉你听，其实我们用爱心讲诚实话，怎样去讲诚实话的基础是什么？就是出于爱心。用爱心讲诚实话，不是讲诚实话那样东西，而是重点是在于爱心。只有有爱才能够让你脱离谎言。如果你爱那个人的话，你就不会想跟他讲大话。所以今日送上一首歌俾你，在基督里，就是唯独基督 In Christ Alone。
Sin on him was laid here in the light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me. For I am his, and he is mine, bought with the precious blood.
各位听众朋友，我想话俾你听，只有喺基督里面，唯独喺基督里面，先至能够让我哋脱离谎言嘅捆绑。只有当我哋完完全全归入基督，享受耶稣基督俾我哋嘅爱嘅时候，我哋先至能够有爱心，真正嘅爱心，让我哋讲诚实话。我哋好多时候愿意去讲谎话，是因为我哋可能以为是真系爱嗰个人。例如话，当我哋嘅家人喺病榻上面，哎呀，讲唔讲个病俾佢听好呢？可能就系喺嗰个时候，你就讲一个大话，等佢以为自己平安。其实喺里面，佢哋反而系更加受到伤害。我之前有一个见证，就系有一位嘅朋友呢，撞车之后。他以为自己喐得返啦，咁跟住医生佢嘅父母都唔敢同佢哋讲话，哎呀，你其实係瘫痪㗎啦，你其实係会成为残疾人㗎啦。佢哋唔敢讲，而呢个谎言却係喺一年之后被嗰个嘅病人自己发现，点解一年都喐唔到就被揭穿。呢件事情反而让到病人有更大嘅伤害。所以如果你真係有爱心嘅话，希望你真正同你挚爱嘅人去讲诚实话，让到佢哋系能够从你嘅诚实当中感受到你嘅爱。喺度愿上帝赐福俾你，再会。